Hey.
Dad.
Okay.
Dad.
Hello, everybody. It's not horror. Okay. It is Mona's pick, but, you know, Mona being Mona, she doesn't want to introduce it. So we're doing Labyrinth. And
1986.
I have never seen it. Why, is there another Labyrinth that I should have?
Jim Henson, classic.
Yeah,
there might be.
1986.
There might be.
Virus has the virus, so he's not going to join us tonight. But Willis is here.
Yo!
And, of course, you heard Mona.
Hi.
Hi. And hi. Filling in most admirably is Gary Hill.
Filling the taco slot with the verde sauce all up in you. It's not horror okay, you know.
The horror is when it comes back out.
There you go.
All right. Bernies. So we've ruined Labyrinth 1986. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. On go, hit play. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey.
This is when we start the movie.
Classic TriStar logo.
And you saw that logo, you were in for a treat.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes.
Most times, yeah.
They released such classics as, I think the principal was James Belushi was theirs.
Oh, I love that movie. So much
that,
fun.
That is a delight, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm in this movie.
You're in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Mona character in here?
There's multiple owls just flying around. Mr. Potter? Where's Mr. Potter?
If we see an old lady sleeping in the corner, that's Mona.
She's the garbage lady.
She's the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Labyrinth.
It's a family movie, but we see
a family film.
David Bowie that we don't need to. We shouldn't have to.
Let's talk about that codpiece real soon, okay?
Hey, is that the owl from Clash of the Titans?
Have you seen my penis?
They said it's they the did it on the purpose, show. Too.
Yeah, they said they did it on purpose. You could tell, too. Putting his leg on stuff. Look at my dick.
It accents my wiener.
Should I take my pants off now, then?
Do it. I'll be turned on halfway through, for sure.
Well, the minute I heard Mona's voice, I got turned on.
There you go.
Oh, she's monotone.
She's very sultry.
Doing her job, man.
My man, David Bowie. Basically, he was a Chester in this movie, because wasn't she supposed to be like 13 or 14? And she kept chasing after her.
They couldn't make this movie today.
Maybe he this was is her too. First he was movie, just right?
I don't know. Was the Bug movie before this?
I think the Bug movie was after this.
I think what's that this film called again, Willis?
Phenomenon.
Jinx. I used to rent this movie every time we went to the video store.
Suzanne's not even here. We do that joke, see?
I know, right?
I know. She totally disappeared.
She's okay. She's just Suzanne.
I guess she doesn't feel like podcasting anymore.
My first view of her was in career opportunities for her riding that horse in the store and her bosom's just shaking around in that white shirt. She was older then. This was like 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. Sure, she was.
I like that ass.
She was.
She's in one movie.
I thought you were going, mm-hmm, like Gary's being creepy.
Willis cheering along, ass to ass, ass to ass.
Oh, fucking, damn. Requiem from a Dream. I watched that movie once. I'll never watch it again.
That's it. That's how I saw it.
Damn.
That's sad.
That is a depressing.
That level of depression I do not need in my life.
We have Mona. That's enough.
It's like watching happy kids.
With their heroin at the end.
You know what movie was more depressing than that, though? It's Precious. Now, that movie, you thought Requiem Dream was pitiful. Shit, Precious is even worse. Everybody is ugly in that movie. Even the movie looks ugly. Everything is ugly in that movie.
How does it say there's nothing precious in Precious?
No, they even made Mariah Carey look ugly.
Well, without makeup, she don't look like nothing anyway.
I mean, they put bags and everything under her fucking ass. She looked.
Dude, you act like you would hit that and sing All I Want for Christmas. I don't ask a lot for Christmas.
I hate Christmas music, so fuck.
Just fucking slamming that shit, yeah.
All I want for Christmas is you to shut the fuck up.
Hell
yeah. Ooh, yeah. Nice doggy.
Oh, yeah, Merlin's all fucked up, man. Must be a smelly-ass animal.
Going to
not
the
my
garage.
House, bitch. The truth, though, I always thought this film was kind of mediocre. You know, it's just, it's like whatever.
What?
Even as a kid.
Dad.
It's not Fraggle Rock, okay? It's got that going for it.
Fraggle Rock.
I ain't watched it because they had all that goddamn singing in it.
You love the singing, you know.
Not all the singing's awful.
Once they do all that goddamn singing, that cuts this shit off. Except
like
if
David
it's
Bowie?
Unless if it's Little Shop of Horrors. I don't mind this now. Because it's David Bowie, and I understand David Bowie. I ain't understand him when I was a kid, but I understand it now.
What's to understand?
It's music.
Hello, Maurice Sendak, Where the Wild Things Are. Y'all have that book.
You didn't like Major Tom?
Ground control to Major Tom.
I think he was talking about his wiener getting a boner.
Could be. He has a check ignition, and may Godzilla be with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Sarah. Yeah. You never go out.
Name that fucking child Toby. Poor bastard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Tope.
I ain't realized the Goblin King was sitting right on her desk.
Well, she's there's Ludo too, just hanging out there.
Is that who that purple thing was? The Goblin King?
Yeah, by her on her dresser. Yep.
Are you the Goblin Queen, Mona?
No.
You're good at goblin. You told me you were.
Little goblin. I look like a little goblin. I have a little fat goblin head.
That baby looks like Nathan Arizona right there.
That was
Nathan Jr.
That was I think that was either the producer or director's son.
Oh, come on. She's jealous of a baby.
Well, he's ruining her good time.
I hate her already.
Dramatic.
I hate her already. I'm guessing she is not a good person in this movie. That's why David Bowie wants her, because she's evil, right? No.
No.
Well, she's the only beauty with tits in the whole goblin world, so I guess, you know, this is... She probably was about 16 here, I'd say.
Yeah, she was. The only reason why I know this shit, because I watched a documentary a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Documentary.
Cool, I y'all fill up full of knowledge.
Yeah, because I found the Blu-ray at the thrift store for $2.99, so I picked it up.
Willis wanted to sing a long version so you could sing along with the songs. Where are you going? I do Bowie at karaoke quite a bit, actually. I don't know why. But when I'm sober, I have the courage to do it, I suppose. Then I get that disgusting Coors at me, then it's all over. Yeah.
Beer. Beer.
It's like, am I Kermit the Frog drunk yet? Am I going to do the Rainbow Connection karaoke? Yeah, not quite yet, you know. You just throw the baby out the window. That's how they do it in the ghetto. Come on now. Yeah.
Hey, I live in the ghetto.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that, honey.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, that one with the glowing eyes kind of freaking me out a little bit. Hello, did you say it?
Shut up!
Nah, I do get Ludo in this movie, which is my favorite things ever. You know, so there's that.
What about the worm?
Ludo's phenomenal.
The worm.
The worm is so fucking cute.
Dennis Robbins in this movie?
He's not cute at all. Dennis Rodman.
Rodzilla, come on now. NWO for life. He's still royalty in Chicago, Jack, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All of me is.
Tobey.
That he keeps saying, what's the difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James? Two fucking rings. Shut the fuck up, okay? You know?
Because the Goblin King got him, you dumb bitch.
There's no baby in there.
You wish away the baby.
Where this got wrong, the plot to Hook got even better, see? It just, like 5 years later.
She better redeem herself, that's all I gotta say.
Nudie Axie mad.
I'm not Matt Willis, I'm playing a character, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be entertaining, Willis. Like something you haven't been in 20 years.
He is nudus apparendi. There you go.
Yes, nudus apparendi.
Nudist.
That blanket is dirty as fuck.
Nudist apparendi. Hear me.
Oh no.
Ermagerd.
That's that midget from the Cat's Eye movie coming in her bedroom.
So where did they come from, these goblins, anyway? Like, were they all on her wall?
Yeah, but you've seen like stuffed animals and stuff like throughout her bedroom that resemble characters you're gonna see.
They're supposed to be alive.
Well, no, they're not coming alive in her bedroom, but these are like fictional characters that I guess she made up. I don't even know.
This shit is all in her fucking head.
No, does it start the next? She wakes up the next day and she's in an insane asylum.
All glittery.
Yes, that is me. Shall I sing you a tune?
His hair looks like your mom's hair looks now, all fucking poofed out in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, if 80s carrot hair.
Sing us the song, you're the Goblin King.
Oh, he will. It's coming.
Several songs.
You'll learn the magic dances in his pants.
Uh-oh. Mona's going to get all excited.
Oh, I already am.
She's not her type.
He's all eyebrows right now.
He's not her type, though. Mm-mm. And that's she likes him dirty.
And that's not even his hand at all.
I didn't think that was his hair.
It's not?
No, it's a magician doing that part.
He's got the Caverfield.
He's got the
facade of Bowie, but the hair of Kajagoogoo, so he's all good, see?
Yeah. He's not shy, though.
Hush, hush.
Gavin.
Is this the never-ending story, though? Good old Lamal, you know, from Kajagoogoo, see what we did there? Yeah.
Kajagoogoo.
That depressing-ass fucking movie? Fucking white folks should not read books. That's all it is.
It's not that fucking depressing. It's all wonderful in the end.
No.
He's in the castle.
Your brother is there with all my Muppets.
He's in that back printed screen. Be careful you don't rip it.
Oh, that's a matte painting and a half for sure.
Mm-hmm. Don't you understand that I can't? My stepmother will be mad at me for wishing the baby away.
The baby.
I need my baby back.
I talked to Gil a couple weeks back, actually, that the child is not a baby anymore. You know,
no,
him.
She definitely is not.
Who's baby?
Oh, a guy who used to podcast with us back in the day.
I'm trying to convince him to come back just to do something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he should just come on one night just for the fuck of it.
He said he was setting up his desktop, so you might be hearing Gil very soon, you know.
I miss him. He was fun.
Yeah, I do miss me some Gil, you know. I'd be listening to the old Tudoring sometimes. Every once in a while, I turn one on and do Gil on there, and I miss the guy so much.
Yeah, we had fun.
Well, it's another.
He's pissing.
Yep. Well, it's another Mad Max movie coming out for him, so I know he happy as shit about that.
Oh, we don't get to see the Hoggle Hog? Come on now, nope. You know.
And when we say, Mona, when we say, do we go now? We start now? That's because him, every episode, he wouldn't start on time. We'd be 3, 2, 1, go, and you go, do I go now? Not when you grab her by the wings.
Killing damn fairies.
They bite. It's slap those little bitches.
He's hornswoggle.
Looks about a little bit of a
guy. He kicks it.
Have you guys done the Garbage Pail Kids movie on the It's Not So Bad show? Or
no. Somebody next. Mentioned it, though.
Me as my pick.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mona's
it.
Pick next.
I'll
be there for that one.
You're going to be mad as shit at that movie, Nudie, because there's a lot of people in this movie.
Let me tell you something about the Garbage Pail Kids movie. That is where I learned to distrust women the hard way, you know, because Tangerine was really shitty to Dodger, and that wasn't cool, man. He was kind of gullible, though, wasn't he? Kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, coming out there with her 80s clothes, you know.
That's right, sister.
Showing some leg and shit. I'm a sucker for that, too.
Oh, yeah. I like a good leg.
It's almost sundress season, people. Yeah. Dangerous stuff.
You
going
to get your sundress out, Gary?
No, I'm gonna look at girls in sundresses and question my life choices.
Girls. What about women?
Hey, whatever you want to call yourself, you know. I don't gender specify there. Women, girls.
Others. Gals.
Yeah.
Gals. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to get very far.
See, where Nudie lives, sundress season never goes away, so God bless that man, okay? Might get a little cold outside, but, you know, it's for the most part, sundress season all the time.
Yeah. Most of the time, it is sundress season.
It's hot. Don't say I didn't warn you. Hogwart. I'm a tiny old man.
Hogwart. Is this pre-Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's got fucking owls in it and shit, so.
Googly eyes.
Great googly moogly.
The movie that got the real Harry Potter in it is the first Troll.
Yeah, Troll. Yeah.
Harry Potter Jr.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Troll.
This is Sonny Bono in that movie, or is he in that movie? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it. And Elaine from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld,
yes.
In Troll?
Yeah.
In Troll, yeah.
Wow, I gotta watch that. I've never seen him.
That's probably her Saturday Night Live days, 1985 or so.
I actually went to the movies to see Troll.
It's more glitter than the strip club in there. Come on now. Where's the wing buffet at?
That's what it's called, a labyrinth, you dumb. Girl's not very bright. I don't like the way she treated her brother.
Michael Moriarty's in Troll. Who else is in there?
Oh my yes, God. He is. Yeah, he's got a big cast. Phil Fondacaro plays the titular troll.
Not Phil Fondacaro. That's your favorite midget.
That's right. He is one of my favorite midgets for sure. He's been in everything.
There's Phil. There's we've Phil talked about this guy before on other shows. There's Phil, and then there's what's his name? Lord Tyrus.
Sorry, guys.
And then there's Virus. Three of favorite midgets of the show.
don't forget Ralph is from fucking what do you call it? Bloodsucking Freaks. The fucking old dude was funny as hell.
Willis's favorite. All right, we'll have to do a top five then, and add Hornswoggle.
Do it.
Those are our top five favorite midgets.
Georgians, 10 stars.
In no particular order. Hello, I'm the British worm.
The worm! Aiden's going to get that worm tattoo.
You're going to get that tattooed?
He is, Aiden.
Where, on his ass? Tell him, stepfather.
I'm considering going to the Supernatural Con for a few hours to go meet the Ruth Kano plays Rowena, the queen of hell on Supernatural, and
yeah, she's
it's a turn on for me. And the action is very real, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cup of tea. Yeah, what's that stain on the wall? Don't touch it.
I know, right?
It's lickable wallpaper. Just lick it. It tastes like poop.
It's like the Goblin King right there, you know.
Yeah.
Or the Hoggle Hog.
It's a cocoa wall.
Schnozberries. It's like schnozberries.
Don't go that way.
But why?
Never exactly. Go that way.
You don't go that way. Right to that castle.
Ain't that where she wants to go?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. Stupid worm. Stupid worm.
Fucking worm.
What's cooler, that worm or the cater puppy from fucking House 2? Come on now. It does that. I think it was kind of adorable. The cater puppy. He was a caterpillar with a puppy's face.
I know, I remember. I remember.
That poor baby was probably really terrified.
Ready, guys? Let's dance.
They got Norwegian goblins there. They're all set, you know.
This is the best song ever.
You think they just have, like, the baby photoshopped into the film?
Some parts.
They can't have all those things around him like that. I mean, and he's literally standing.
He's kind of covering that hog with his legs.
You gotta have something holding him there, right? I mean, the baby's not old enough to stand, is he? Oh boy, here we go.
Voodoo. Mommy and the babe.
Mommy and the babe.
Oh, now he's laughing. The babe likes him.
I would too if Dave Bowie sang to me.
What kind of magic spells on you?
It's slime and snails.
Wah!
And baby said,
wah!
My favorite part is pretty soon where they throw the baby in the air and it's just a big dumb, you know, dummy baby.
Yeah.
It's all his package.
Just look at that fucking package dance. That is quite the hog there, boy. I'm proud of you. You know?
Balls and all.
And they even fucking tight pants. He's like, hey, check it out.
This is funny as shit.
Oh, yeah, they turned the stone around. Sons of bitches.
Fucking hard work. What are the odds of that?
That's a badass clock, though.
They're having a kegger.
You know, beautiful Anglo baby, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. Come on now.
What kind of magic spell?
Just picked his nose. You eat it?
Tails.
Yeah.
Yes, what an ugly baby.
My big giants.
That baby sounds like a laugh on cue, but not really. That baby's dancing and shit, yeah? Is it, Lion King, but not quite.
Oh boy.
Damn dog.
Oh limb.
She always wises up too late.
It's like society and shit. Heads coming out of the ass and shit.
Welcome to the real world, bitch. Bish.
Me.
Out of here.
The red pill or the blue pill? Ooh. It's against the rules. Of course. That's kind of funny. Ooh. That's a good one.
Whoops.
Well, that's creepy. I love that you're making that face. It's kind of cool.
Look like a snail.
Right into the vagina. Too late now. At least you went to the Oblian. Well, off.
You could tell he was having a ball doing this movie.
The hole. I need a hole. Preferably a moist one. Am I right? Shortcut. No more shortcuts. She came so far, in the end, it didn't matter.
It's a little forward, ain't he? Just touching her leg and shit. He's a horny small person. It's okay.
There goes David Bowie's plan.
This movie was a flop when it came out.
What? Was it?
Yep.
I'll tell you what.
Right. It's so mystical in this world.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
This is our special Easter Island cave.
Zardoz! Zardoz!
All you're missing is old Sean Connery in the fucking red singlet.
I don't want to watch that movie ever again.
The gun is good. The penis is bad.
Smells bad in the desert, yo.
Nothing.
Oh, there it is again.
Hogwart.
That shit is sticking right out.
Fucking PG-13 movie, brother. Come on now. Yeah.
Take it easy, Willis. Go take a cold shower.
It's hard not to get excited, okay, Nudie? Come on now. It's staring in the face, you know?
I don't know. I'm not getting excited. I'm just saying.
I'm not even I ain't supposed to, but that shit is just like a fucking headlight.
It's like I said, hey, now he's going to blow him. You know?
Yeah, he's awfully close there.
I know, right?
Swoggle wants to swoggle.
Swoggle the hoggle. The hoggle hog. A nice turn up time. That's not cool, bro. Oh boy. It's the cleaners.
That's the damn thing from that tunnel out of the ground from off of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. It's the Technodrome Master Shredder. The Bog of Stench.
Right.
True that. Jareth.
That's gotta be like a swamp ass, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The Bog of Eternal Stench.
It's very boggy.
I've been there, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I live in Florida. You know, it's hot here.
The women don't want to know about the thick skinned fellows who, you know, get the swamp parts.
Little shit.
No, bitch. He said he'd take as far as he wanted to take you. Yeah.
Gotta buy the balls.
She's kind of a shit, though, you know, because. You're gonna find Jack Torrance in that bitch. Gotta cut them up.
Coco. Excuse me, Mr. Peckerbird.
Peckerhead.
Now that was a movie. Uncle Peckerhead.
That shit was funny as hell.
That movie was great. What show do we do that on?
NFW. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that, Mona?
Was it the one with the band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you on then?
No.
Oh, we got to do that on one of the other shows because that fucking movie's great. Now that I think about it. Uncle Peckerhead. I wonder if our third favorite midget has seen it.
Why not?
Hey. Yeah.
Kids, flash are kind of freaking me out a little bit. Those feathers or skin?
I just. That's the dude that do the voice for Not the Mama.
It's a possibility. Ew. Stop stealing and being your hat. Oh boy.
What guards they are.
They just recently did a comic book for this shit.
Who put it out, Willis?
I don't know who. I think it might be IDW or...
I was going to say, it's not like an IDW gem.
Dynamite or somebody. Because I have an issue. It came in one of the multi-packs I got from Ollie's.
Oh, they're picking on my boy, sons of bitches. I love how this monster looks. He looks amazing. He's like a cute version of that one from Big Trouble in China.
Yeah.
What is the fetuses? They got those fucking poles going on. I think he just bit him in the ass. Magical.
Magic rocks.
They keep rolling to her. That was great.
My aching sushi.
Hit him right in the sashimis.
It's nudie in the morning.
Shit, why not? Just stand on my fucking knee, start talking to me.
No, I'm actually not like that in the morning. I actually wake up pretty good.
It depends who wakes me up.
Walking on sunshine.
It's nudie in the morning. I'm not like that, but I'm in the middle of both. I wake up going, fuck, why? But then I'm all right. No. Sarah. Sarah smells good.
Sarah.
No. Ludo will help her.
Yep.
He will be the big protector.
Colin Lightly up in Cox's fucking movie, so yep.
And call us ugly.
You know, this movie, for what it is pretty fucking genius. I mean, this fucking talking with a thing in his mouth you can't hear because the thing's in his ears. This fucking movie's well written. I mean, seriously, everything is right there. And they didn't miss a trick.
Be a boob joke in another movie, you know. Hey, nice knockers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was a scary movie too, where the fucking things with the guy's fucking ball sack and it screams, ah. Oh boy.
The bog of eternal stench.
Like something don't smell right, goddammit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Allergies.
Ludo scared. Big old baby.
Bye bye. It's the bye bye.
Oh shit.
Uh oh, where's Ludo? Gary, where are you?
Gary. No, I'm right here. It lives me yet, apparently.
It was a joke. I was joking, Gary. I know you're still here.
Ellie had audio issues before the show.
Yeah, because I was playing that earlier. Before we started all that comedy gold that everybody's going to miss.
Oh, yeah. It's all come to be accustomed to on all these shows that Nudie does.
Comedy gold. Me. It's me, Mario.
Hoghead. His are not missing.
Yes, we see his jewels. Good one, Mona.
There they are.
It's got to be a cup, right?
No.
It's not his real penile. It's not his penile, is it?
Ask Willis.
Oh, yeah, Willis likes his penile.
Is it really his penis?
It wasn't in the commentary.
Willis?
Yeah, that's his junk.
Junk.
They said that shit. They did that shit on purpose.
That's his junk.
In my contract negotiations, my junk got a second credit. Kind of rude to you. Fuck that guy. That's cold-blooded, brother. Land of stench.
He ain't playing.
Ludo.
Ludo don't like you anymore.
I hate these guys. I can't stand this song. It used to give me a headache.
These are the guys that tear apart whatever they do. Yeah. Shaking their furry feathered junk at people.
They're probably the most demented ones.
Well, they did this act on the Muppet Show. These guys like this.
The composite looks very bad on them.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if they fixed it for the 4K a little bit. They're playing hacky sack with that thing said. It's not as racist as the crows are in the Wiz.
This is a terrible song.
Yeah, it's not the best of the movie at all.
It doesn't rhyme or anything.
Now we get the Bob Marley now. We don't charge nothing.
Thanks.
Her head don't come off, obviously. Ooh.
Yikes.
Grab it. Can't believe the monkey left her alone.
Oh, there's the bog.
It's a bog making fart noises.
Yeah.
This is some of the best subtitles ever right there, see? It looks like that thing that this chasing. Yeah, it looks like a inverted butthole right there. Good job.
Yeah.
Inverted. In the fetish community, they call that a blossom.
Prolapsed.
Yeah. Fell apart again. Yeah.
You kiss me. It's against the rules to kiss him. He's not pretending he is that hard.
Because that Hoggle Hog is strong, man. Hey, his legs ain't that long. Hey. Yeah, that thing farts, so fucking Hoggle's fucking dead.
A bridge. What would make you think that bridge is going to collapse?
Oh, yeah, these guys are cool.
Ambrosius?
And Mr. Didymus. Whoops.
Let go of my staff.
Nice. He's got some good reflexes for a Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Smells.
Did I miss?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dropped into the fucking stank rocks just now. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Yeah, that smell will never come out, honey. It's all I'm just throwing out there.
Sir Ludo.
Mm-hmm.
See, I ain't traveling with that girl. That's got a stank.
He can call rocks.
Ugh.
Oh, so that explains why those other rocks were coming at her.
Mm-hmm. It's still okay.
It's still touching the poo, though, so.
Now I understand a little bit.
Yeah, it's still in the poo water.
Well, it's just the bottom of her shoes.
If she slips and falls in the poo water, then, you know, it's...
Poo
water. I got the poo on me.
It's Dr. Poo.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
Watch out, Ludo.
He's for farting rocks, so he's calling.
Yep.
Oh, Ambrosius is the dog. Mr. Didymus is the other thing. Put a saddle on that mutt.
Dog riding a dog?
Yeah.
That's a talented canine actor right there. You throw his stank peach inside the stank river? Yeah, don't do that.
The stank river. The baby?
It's the baby.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Hungry. Hungry like the wolf. Sarah. It's magic beans.
and a peach.
Sleep.
Hornswoggle, you swoggled her.
That's the way I walk.
With that face?
No.
Not David Bowie about to sing another song.
Exactly.
Sending out his balls.
He's forever blowing bubbles. Say she's going to prom or something.
My lady.
This is on some Eyes Wide Shut kind of shit right here.
Gosh, Willis. That's a film for children, Willis. Come on now. Willis is like, where's the orgy at?
That's what right almost,
here, baby.
That was almost fucking look like.
Those guys have pecker noses.
Yep.
Yep, Brandon's going all nerdy in the Plex chat again.
Uh-oh, is he still talking to himself?
Yep. Now he's talking about Pokemon Horizons or something.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
I said what I said.
Pokemon.
People still crazy about fucking Pokemon.
Still just as popular.
Yeah, I had the games back in the day. I wish I kept them.
Well, I spent some time too playing some Pokemon Gold and shit.
I still got my Yellow though.
Yellow dough?
They're my original yellow cartridges.
He has his yellow dough. That Play-Doh?
No, Pokemon yellow.
Ah.
Those damn cartridges is expensive as shit. Now.
The only Pokemon thing I have is something I got from a McDonald's Happy Meal. It's some kind of playing card. I don't know.
This is where the film gets kind of weird, because, you know.
This is where it gets weird?
Well, yeah, because he wants to. He wants this underage girl to be his queen or something.
Yeah.
I saw you lopping in the field.
They're all gonna turn into goblins soon, I think.
We just surrounded by midgets, for Christ's sake. Yeah. Here you all go, wasting your time dancing with me. Go find your brother.
She fell asleep in the poppy field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it is very Wizard of Oz, for sure. Anti-gravity room.
Fizzy lifting drinks.
Yeah.
Burp or fart.
Good day, sir.
Okay, I'm going to make my appearance.
The junk lady?
Yes.
The puppet looks like Martin Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Sensei Reese is a puppet. You were sleeping while my boy was getting killed. Ugh, she ate the worm.
There I am.
Oh, yeah, it is you.
It's me.
Huh?
Especially when I was blonde.
Garbage lady. Is that her official name, garbage lady?
I think it's the junk lady.
Junk lady. She found your junk.
My junk.
My junk, my junk.
Yep, there's the name Junk Lady in the captions.
There's Ludo. There's a labyrinth.
Yeah, it's all in her bedroom.
Evita.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you.
I just saw the one with her arms up. Yeah, it's totally Evita. Yes. Yeah, I knew there was some bullshit when I first saw that film. We watched it in Spanish class. That fucking woman's not fucking Hispanic.
Ain't that some bullshit?
She a big old hoe, too. Shouting Eva Peron. Oh, I remember that shit. That's some prime Antonio Banderas singing a song and shit.
Uh-huh.
Antonio.
Here's the Goblin King.
My name is Antonio.
That's my brother's name.
It's a handsome son of a bitch, man. Still is. No, that dick's not beat up in that Goblin King statue. He's only a partial mask.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
See, white girls reading books. That's why shit's fucked up.
Turning her into another junk lady.
Poopy.
I'm going to be grounded for a year if I don't see my little brother.
Where are we? We're out of the dump. Sir Didymus. Sir Didymus.
Shut up, little dog.
For some reason, I remember Ambrosius is the dog's name, I think. Being a puppet, too, but it's not, apparently.
It's half and half.
Oh, yeah, it's puppet there. That's why I was kind of confused.
That's definitely a puppet.
Not when he came out.
It's a puppet.
I'm your puppet.
It's that thing that was guarding the keep. It's coming to get him.
It's a golem.
Who goes?
Is that a fucking axe, man? Doesn't move very well, though. I'm just going to throw it out there.
He just wants to ask you a question.
There you go. See, the dog always knows when to get the fuck out. Everybody wants to say Gordon died in Friday Part 4. No, that dog fucking knew when to get the fuck out.
You know? Yeah, right. Exactly. That dog's not dead.
Now, Muffin in Part 2, that's a shit starter right there.
Yeah, that one's hard. I would say that one's dead, and that was a dream at the end.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
There you go, man.
He grabs him by the neck.
Kill him there, Hoggle. God damn.
That wasn't very nice.
He should take controls of that thing and just knock down the wall, though. You don't want to drive that fucking thing. 72 Pinto hatchback. Oh.
Oh, Hoggle.
You just pulled a, what do you call that thing? Crossbody? There you go.
Yeah, flying crossbody.
Nobody was home. Sammy Guevara, you're suspended. Still don't know what the fuck's going on there. It's kind of strange.
We are. You swept the leg, Hoggle.
There you go. Come with that, Mr. Lawrence. That guy's funny as hell to me because sometimes like the fucking people like go like full kayfabe on the sensei, you know? You don't know if he's fucking with you or not.
Hey, there's a cat.
Kitty! Give me that kitty.
My cats are outside my door waiting for me to come out of here or something, yeah.
They miss their daddy.
They miss something. They missing a meal today right now.
Just like their daddy.
Well, I'm a who man. I work for the cat show, okay?
Who man? You work for the cats, too.
All right, every day of my life.
I mean, I know. I got one, so. Mona has like 45.
Five.
I can't imagine five. Two. The one I have takes up half my life, let alone four more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They all try to sleep on me at night.
Strategically placed spouts. Hey, the goblin army has arrived. I love these little dinosaur things.
Like Jost.
That guy wants to fight all the time. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Dog's like, fuck dog. No.
Where's fake dog at? Like some Scooby-Doo shit right here. Keep waiting the groovy for the groovy 70s music to pop in.
Yeah. That's funny. I'll never feed you again.
Oh boy.
Holding onto its hair.
Yeah, Mr. Ditto's don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. Drop that bitch. Dogs in there. He was gonna fuck some people up. He made his own door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ludo.
Ludo can call the rocks, man.
We need rocks.
Call the rocks. This is one job. Look adorable and call rocks. Here comes the rock avalanche to save the day. Boy.
This fucking movie.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, here comes all the rocks. Attack of killer rocks.
It's the Rock Lords.
There ain't no GoBots in this movie, Willis. bowling pins.
Yeah, hold you around.
Goblins are like, fuck this shit.
I've had enough. I'm going to bed. Whoa, Nelly.
I love that even the cannonballs are little fucking goblins.
Or goblin.
Oh, the Asian goblins. Oh, no.
Oh, great. Pew, pew. I love it. Movies do that. Pew.
Dude, it's like a hot tub party in there. Just put, I think, some water on that shit.
Did you need us? Thank you.
Thanks for the memories.
It's the dream child!
Yeah, just like in her painting, the Asher painting. The dream child. See, this is the most penisless scene in the movie, so it's kind of weaker for that reason. I just hear the costume designers, you know, thought process. We need some pants look like freaking lounge pants. We just shut up his dick really well, and then I got it.
Those are his eyes, right? His eyes are really like that.
Yeah.
Nice catch, kid.
Oh, yeah. Ugly
baby.
This is, he even like the ending to the dream child.
Bitch.
He just wants to hit that shit, girl. I don't know what your problem is, really. Yeah.
Just stay still, you goddamn baby.
No, it don't work that way. He's got it, man. He knows where he's going. Much like Bowie, he's probably got to loan those pants, though. Yeah, don't fall in, kid. I was trying to do the $6 million man noise, but, you know, it wasn't working out.
I wasn't prepared.
Slash Bionic Woman, respectively.
Uh-oh, he has his owl clothes on. Uh-oh.
See, now the junk is back. See, now the magic is back, see? It's a shiny clear ball.
I know, right?
Zestfully clean. I asked for so little. How old are you?
Sound like he want to have her as his slave.
That's what it is. He wants to hit that ship, but you know.
I will rule you with an iron sword.
You have no power. Or some shit.
Yep.
It even ends like the end of the first Nightmare on Elm Street. You have no power over me.
Should never get her brother back now.
Get the broom.
Exactly. I think that's seen the great outdoors with the bat.
I love that damn movie.
Teddy.
This guy wanted hot dogs. You know, hot dogs are made of, right? Lips and assholes.
Horses, lips, and assholes. Yep.
Aw, Toby's tired.
There you are.
Give it a ball of childish things. That's not cool, bro. Fuck that, baby. Starting shit. Technically, she started shit.
she going to be in love with her stepmother now?
Oh, man.
Oh, I miss you. Are you home? No, I just left Toby by himself.
That's pretty creepy in her bedroom. Oh. Hey, monster party. Let's dance.
And the goblins are there.
All of them in here.
We live in the fucking wall, for Christ's sake. Those movies where she learns shit. Just keep on bringing chaos into your life.
Scrabble.
I like playing Scrabble.
Oh yeah, you don't play Words with Friends?
No.
It's like, one day, honey, you'll be mine. Tonight. 2 more years, but it's less creepy.
That was their version of Who's On First.
All right. Hey, look, Toby was really named Toby.
I wonder if he goes to conventions now and signs autographed pictures of a baby.
Yes, this was truly me. Look, I still have the shirt. I can't wear it, but I still have it. All right, since it's Mona's pick, we'll let her go first.
It still holds up. It's great. I love it. I remember my brother used to get mad at me when we were kids because this was I would rent every time at the video store. This and some Duran Duran video. I love it. It has David Bowie and goblins and all kinds of shit. It's funny. I love it. It's Jim Henson. But the fuck cares what I think? What do you guys think? Willis.
Well, I've seen this before, so I've seen this movie a lot of times, so it's funny as hell and cool still. I love it.
Gary?
My favorite Henson jam. I appreciate it more now as an adult than I did when I was a kid. It just, it wasn't the Muppet movies, so I didn't give a shit, but I like it now, and if I had to give it a rating, I'd give it 7 Bowie raging erections out of 10. There you go.
I really enjoyed this. I'd never seen it before. I've seen like a couple of scenes, but that's it. So, yeah, this was a fun surprise. Like I said earlier, when we were watching it, the writers were right on with it, and just the little twists of the different sets and the thing with the door, the guy opening 2 different doors, the different closets, and that was kind of cool. A lot of cool visual effects in this movie for 86, so yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they did a great job, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. 8 out of 10.
It's a 10 for me.
Yeah. It's not quite a 10 for me, but maybe I don't care for the songs.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The worst.
My God. All right, let's see. Have it. So this was, it's not horror. Let me see who's next pick.
Okay.
For y'all. All right. It's not Aaron's nudie. So Willis, this was Mona's pick. So that means it's Virus's pick next time. So you never know what he's going to pick. So. Until we meet again, this has been It's Not Horror, okay? Good night.
Fuck off.
Good night.